Welcome to Adventures in Risk and Resilience, the Steel City Re podcast on managing reputation risk. Today's episode, how we helped our stakeholders stop worrying and waiting for a proverbial door to fall off. The highly publicized and ever-expanding reputation crisis at Boeing had made everyone nervous. So, when the risk officer at one large manufacturing company with no exposure to the airline industry learned that her company had received calls from stakeholders, she wasn't surprised. But the substance of the calls worried her. "We need assurances that the products we're buying from you are reliable," they said. "Our reputation and safety records depend in large part on our supply chains. The Boeing situation has prompted us to perform due diligence regarding all of our suppliers. Can you prove that what you are manufacturing and supplying to us is safe?" Like that storied brand, this manufacturing company enjoyed for years a reputation for reliability. Their products were well-priced and high-quality, as evidenced by their repeat purchases. And, just like its competitors, the operating divisions adhered strictly to protocols in an alphabet soup of quality controls such as GMP, Six Sigma, and TQM. The risk officer allocated insurance for the costs of a rare failure through the firm's captive, but the company purchased recall and products liability reinsurances for the captive on the open market. So senior management had always felt that reputation risk was not an issue for the firm, nor for risk management. The risk officer got her thinking together and met with her CFO. "Our new problem is anxious customers, not a production problem," she explained. "And it's happened before, back in the mid-1980s, when D&O insurance was rolled out to mitigate a similar problem of anxious directors and those anxious about them."
"Oh, I know," said the CFO. "Despite my youthful appearance, I recall those times. D&O insurance was available initially only to the best risks. Qualifying for objectively selective third-party underwriting was a signal of higher governance quality." The risk officer nodded. "I pulled some of my staff and spoke with both our insurance broker and captive manager, and we think we can do the same with reputation insurance. The key elements of the full solution are our captive, a measurement and monitoring system, and an objectively selective reinsurance product for our captive." Now it was the CFO's turn to nod thoughtfully.
"I want to make sure that we can make it work this time," he said, as he dialed in the chief ethics and compliance officer to join the conversation. And once he was on the line, the CFO gave the risk officer the go-ahead to outline her plan.
"It's a three-pronged strategy," she began. "First, our customers are sophisticated, and they will recognize that if we are using our captive for reputation risk, we have figured out how to value, monitor, and mitigate the risk well enough to own it. An NDBI policy is ideal here. Second," she continued, "let's share with our stakeholders that our manufacturing standards of continuous improvement are matched by similar practices in our risk management. For instance, we can improve our risk forecasting and intelligence capabilities for safety risks to a level that exceeds what is expected by our stakeholders. And finally," she said, "we should authenticate the quality of our captive operations and risk management processes by reinsuring the captive with an all-risk outcome-linked parametric cover, which could potentially replace some existing coverages. Our customers, our investors, and even our regulators know that parametric policies will not be written for firms that are bad risks." The CFO nodded and smiled. The chief ethics and compliance officer added that it could reinforce compliance in terms of the company's mission-critical practices and objectives. An additional meeting was quickly held where the communications officer was briefed on the strategy and affirmed that customers, investors, and even employees would all appreciate the authenticated messaging of enhanced safety. It would both elevate and differentiate the firm from its competitors. The CFO briefed the CEO, who then sent a memo to the risk executive asking her to roll this out quickly, and he explained there were two reasons for doing so. First, he was meeting with investors and wanted to show how they were differentiating themselves from the competition, and second, Boeing had become a fixture in the news, and some of the largest shareholders were calling him directly.
and he had no intention of waiting. With reputation risk forecasting, management, and insurance, Steel City Re helps companies build and prove to stakeholders their thoughtful risk management and dutiful governance over all that is mission critical. It is an authenticated story stakeholders can appreciate and value.